Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. We have no Scott and no Ziggy today. It's just Drake and Coach. Because those other two guys are lame.
It's true.
They're very lame.
Yeah, I can't do the show today.
You know, it's our last show of 2024. By the time this airs on Radio Slot, it will be actually the first show of 2025. It would be nice if the whole crew was here.
It really would. I guess it's just a matter of priorities, though, right? You know, it's funny. You do what's important to you.
That's right. You know?
I don't know. I'm here.
Yeah, so am I. So I'm Brian Drake. He's Coach, and we are Coast to Coast nationwide and around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. You know, a couple of days before Christmas in Santa Cruz, we had one of the wharfs just kind of fall into the ocean.
That was incredible.
We have...
Didn't a couple of guys die?
No, nobody died. A lot of injuries.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure nobody died.
I thought there was a fatality.
We will dig into that further for sure, because...
It was pretty. I looked at some of the video. It was pretty spectacular.
It was indeed. But the reason for that collapse might shock you. So we'll get to that.
Okay, let's go.
Jay Leno swears he's not a victim of mafia violence. We have the drunkest county in America. Racism back on the menu. It's okay when a black woman is racist, but not anybody else. Walmart employees wearing body cameras now. They're trying to keep people from stealing stuff. So... a whole bunch of other things. We've got drones over Hayward. Maybe a Kamala thing if I feel like it, but, you know.
It's funny. We have a person in our church who is in charge of a bunch of retail stores that...
Oh, yes.
We were talking last night.
Yeah.
About the law change. So we'll talk about that.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
We had a lengthy conversation about that.
Very good.
He's not optimistic.
Ooh.
At all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to that. We always start with a crazy on the way. Has anything silly happened to you in the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, in honor of Scott, who once again is elsewhere.
Lame.
you know, still don't have the Cybertruck back. It's crazy.
So what kind of problem does the Cybertruck have
that
it's been in the shop now for over a month?
Over a freaking month. It's crazy. It's crazy on the way. So some small little electronic module mm-hmm. went out, and they were waiting for it to come in. And then, you know, so they keep, and it's for some reason, the date that they want to return it to me is Friday. And then they move it back to the next Friday. Mm-hmm. And then they move it back to the next Friday. And then they moved it again down to next Friday, this Friday.
That's insane. Yeah.
I actually got on them pretty hard. The guy's like, yeah, we only have two mechanics that can work on Cybertrucks and, you know, the holidays and blah, blah, blah. And
so it is such a specialized vehicle that not just anybody can.
Yeah, he's only got two of his mechanics work on Cybertrucks.
And how many mechanics total?
I think he's probably got, I don't know, it's one of their big centers, so I see. 15.
Okay. So he's got the crew, but only two are trained.
Only two can work on a Cybertruck.
Interesting,
yeah.
Interesting.
And I'm still driving that Model X Plaid, and I haven't taken you for a ride in it yet, have I?
No,
it's stupid. It's so fast. Just like, but I don't enjoy it. I don't like it like mm-hmm. I like my truck. I have an addition to that crazy on the way. So last night, we have one of the tried and true staple restaurants in Pleasanton is going out of business. Well, they're not really going out of business. They are just closing down. Mm-hmm. The ownership is saying, uncle, they're retiring. They're moving on to something else. They've been here forever and ever and ever. We've been going there for decades. Shout out to Sozo Sushi, which as of tomorrow is no longer. So I think we had 14 people last night.
Oh, wow.
And drank way too much sake. And ate too much sushi. It was wonderful. But, yeah, still recovering from that. So.
All right.
That's my crazy on the way.
So you're hungover today?
No, not really. Sake doesn't really do that to me. It's just.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I've never tried it, so.
Cretin. Seriously. You know what? I'm telling you, me and Scott and you, I don't know if Zig is a sushi guy, but so it's funny because Scott had his favorite place, which was Sozo.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one in town, which is Mako Sushi.
Okay.
Shout out to Mr. Kim. And that's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I've known him for decades. And so when I go there, I get the VIP treatment. When Scott goes to Sozo, he gets the VIP treatment.
Okay.
And so maybe he'll come over to the...
Right on. Now, if you're looking for a new place, there's one that my wife and I like. She loves sushi. I don't, so I get other stuff. But it's Kobe Japan in Livermore, and they're very good. So if you've never tried them, maybe
I haven't.
Maybe that can be your new.
My daughter has a place that's right downtown on the main street there, First Street, I guess, in Livermore that she likes that I don't think is great, but.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we can all do Kobe Japan one night.
Well, and we need to give you a better introduction.
My wife has tried. I get the steak. It's all right.
No. I'm serious. We have to go out, and you have to. You just have to let us lead, and you have to just. All I want you to do is try.
I will. Okay, I will try.
And if you still don't care for it, great. But it's funny. I always. People go, I don't like red wine. Well, if you don't like red wine, you probably haven't tried enough. Because
mm-hmm.
typically there's something that you're going to like. I feel the same way about sushi.
All right.
And people get it all, oh, it's raw fish and blah, 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 blah. No, I get it. But
all right. Well, we'll plan that for the new year. In fact, this is, did I say already, this is the last show of 24 and the first of 25.
Yeah.
So
very, very important that everybody was here for this.
Yeah, but... By the time this airs on Radio Slot, it will be 2025, so Happy New Year to everybody.
So they missed both the last show and the first show.
Yeah.
In one swell foop.
Right, because they're lame.
Yeah. Shouldn't you have a button for that?
I should have a button for that. Hang on, let's go look for a...
Wow.
I don't. You know what? And I don't have the
you
wire.
You got to be way faster than that.
I don't have the Why Are You Gay guy anymore on the box here either.
Yeah. Scott didn't approve.
So let me, well, no, we just overplayed it. We hit that so hard. But let me see if I can fix that, especially during one of the breaks here. I'll try and download it again. But my crazy on the way here, when I go to the office in San Francisco, cross the Bay Bridge, and I take the 5th Street exit. There are always panhandlers on the exit looking for cash. One fellow in particular is a very nice guy. He's hawking some sort of newspaper or a newsletter, and I never give him any money, but he and I have started chatting now, you know, every now and then when I'm waiting for the light. And he's, like I said, he's a decent guy. So I haven't seen him in a couple weeks.
Give him a couple bucks, man.
I'll think about it. But I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to, actually. Because when he...
type bastard.
I haven't seen him in a few weeks. So the other day he's there, and I say, hey, where you been? I says, oh, I was... holidays, et cetera. I was at my daughter's house. I was at my son's house. And we did all the... I saw the grandkids. We did all these things. And I'm thinking... While he's telling me this, I'm thinking, wait a minute. You live on the street... You've got a family that can probably help get you squared away again, but you want to be a bum.
Maybe
so that's why I'm not giving him any money.
Maybe they don't want him there.
Well, that could be too. You can tell he's
would be unfortunate.
He's had a little too much LSD, I think.
Haven't we all?
Well, I wasn't. but yeah, he's not all there. But yeah, I mean, like I said, nice fellow. And it's like, well, you've got this family here, and it's like, well, what are you on the street for? Yeah. But then the light changed. I didn't get a chance to ask him. So
wow.
But
in your red Corvette.
Yeah, I know. But he's like, where's your cigar? I'm like, well, it's right here. And so we go back and forth. So that's my crazy on the way.
You know, you need to pull off one day and sit there and smoke a cigar with him.
I could, yeah, I could, yeah. But you know, but then you know what's going to happen.
I'm not.
I'm going to see a bunch of guys giving him money, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, what am I working for? I'm going to stand here on the Fifth Street off ramp and just have people give me cash. I could look pathetic and sad, and you know, I mean, it's.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I'll wear some dirty clothes, and you know, I'll just let my hair grow out, and I'll look awful. So
there you go.
So let's we got 5 minutes. Let's go to this scene in Santa Cruz because it was a pretty big deal when it happened. It was 150 feet of part of Santa Cruz's wharf plummeted into the ocean. My dad sent me pictures of it in a text, and his joke was, you know, there's a bunch of hippies in the water now.
Oh,
you know, they're clinging to the driftwood of you know what used to be the wharf, which is now driftwood. So they're hanging on to that. It was some stunning video as well. Several injuries. I can't find any mention of fatalities. So if I find it later, we can correct this later. But anyway. This article here says city leaders still grappling with the damage it sustained 2 years earlier during back-to-back winter storms. So they knew it was damaged. They knew it had to be fixed. With the construction equipment now at the bottom of the ocean, some local residents are asking why the city waited until the winter, when storms are common and the sea is rougher, to start a $4 million repair project to the pier. Want to know what the delay is? Or was?
Yeah, I do.
Seagulls. Apparently, there were seagulls nesting under this pier, and the environmentalist wackos were like, you can't disturb the seagulls, so you can't fix the pier. They had to wait for the seagulls to migrate somewhere else in order to begin repairs.
Because they're endangered, for sure.
Well, they're poor and precious, and we have to protect the seagulls.
They are rats with wings.
Exactly. So because of the seagulls, they couldn't do the repairs, which means the damage lingered and probably got worse, and then the pier collapsed, and now they have to rebuild the whole thing. And it actually may have... we know there were some injuries. I can't find anything on fatalities, but it changed some lives here. And there's going to be some lawsuits. The city's going to have to pay for that. Are they going to get the money from the environmentalists, or?
It's funny. My father, God bless his, God rest his soul, was one of the top earthquake people in his career. He worked for Office of State Architect, and they did, you know, government buildings, state buildings, schools, hospitals, etc. Actually, he predated OSHPOD, mm-hmm. which takes care of the hospital part now.
Right.
Remember the big earthquake with the Cypress structure fell down?
Yes.
Remember that?
I do, 1989.
I don't have those dates in my mind. Right?
I was there. I mean,
so I actually was almost on that freeway.
Oh, okay.
I worked in San Leandro at the time, but my father had done a study on that bridge because that was a single story bridge for years and years.
Right.
Then they put the second story on afterwards,
mm-hmm.
years later.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a study on the way that they married these piers together and did a study saying in such and such an earthquake, this is going to fail.
Oof. And it did.
And it did.
Wow.
And a lot of people died in that situation.
Yeah.
And he made some noise about it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a golden parachute. And sent him on his way.
Yeah, that's typical.
And
he
tried to make some noise about it.
And
they were very, very, very clear on.
We don't want to hear it.
Keep your mouth shut.
Oh wow!
And like I said, a bunch of people died.
Yeah,
and he had said clearly, this is going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Years and years and years before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that. Is our same kind of situation as that pier. That's our government.
Yeah. Yeah, the protections on the birds imposed by the State Coastal Commission, from which the city must obtain a permit before it can begin repairs. But the seagulls and another bird, the pigeon guillemot, if I'm saying that properly, made their nests in the wooden beams of the pier. So they had to wait for them to leave.
I could have got him to leave.
Exactly.
We could have sat out there with a couple of beers and.
Oh yeah, that would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Let's talk about Jay Leno next. This story's kind of funny. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back with you on Radioslot.com. So Jay Leno's had some rough times lately. He's been in a couple of accidents that have banged him up a little bit. He was at a Hampton Inn recently doing a comedy show. He fell down a hill, banged up his face a little bit. So now there's a...
Did you see the pictures of that? He bang up his face a little bit. He looked like he'd been in a freaking...
Well, you're not the only one who thinks it was more damage than such a fall.
My goodness.
Yeah,
I saw a picture of that, man. It looked like 10 heavy hitters worked him over with pipes.
Well, you're not the only one to think so, because there's a conspiracy theory going around that these accidents were the result of a gambling addiction gone wrong.
He was
talking with Bill Maher the other day. Maher says, quote, "It's a conspiracy theory since you've had three accidents that you actually have gambling debts and are being beaten up by the mob." Leno says, "I love the idea that the mob would drive to Greenburg, Pennsylvania, wait outside the Hampton Inn on kind of a seedy, rainy day to throw me down a hill," referring to the most recent incidents, which left him with a bruised face and sported an eye patch after he says he rolled down a steep hill and hit his eye on a rock. Before that, Leno suffered multiple injuries related to maintaining his classic car collection, including one in which he set his face on fire, and another that resulted in multiple broken bones. So all this has led to speculation that Leno, whose net worth is estimated to be north of $450 million, was the victim of loan sharks.
Oh, look, there's a picture. Yeah, pictures right there. My goodness. Yikes.
Well, woo. Leno says it's just a silly story. He says, "I like the idea that they wouldn't just have to take one of my cars to pay a gambling debt," Leno said. So,
well, read on, though. After Maher explained that no one thinks the mob threw him down a hill, but rather that he's coming up with elaborate cover stories for his bad luck. How young of a guy is he?
He's not that young anymore. He is 74.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yikes.
So yeah, any hit he takes is going to show up a lot worse.
Like I said, that looks like some heavy hitters worked him over.
Yeah, but I just love the idea that loan sharks are coming after him when he's got so much money he doesn't need to worry about that sort of thing.
That's kind of stupid. That's
stupid. So racism back on the menu. We have a representative named Crockett, Miss Crockett. She claims that Hispanic voters have...
Relative of Davy, maybe?
I don't think so, but could be.
Probably not, if she's black.
Yeah, probably not. But she says Hispanic voters have a slave mentality and, quote, can barely vote. Where is this from? This is from JonathanHurley.org. It's an opinion piece. He says, one of the most consistent elements of the identity politics practiced by the left is its selectivity. Whether in politics or higher education, the outrage that comes from allegedly racist or insensitive comments is confined to targets on the right. A case in point is the deafening silence after a diatribe by Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas, a Democrat of Texas, during which she accused Hispanic voters of having a, quote, slave mentality and said that they can, quote, barely vote. There was no vaporous segment on The View or condemnations on the floor from members. Crockett has been celebrated in left-wing publications such as Vanity Fair for schooling her colleagues on what she describes, quote, as old as S.
We can't say that word?
No, I don't think we can say that word.
Okay.
So what do you think? Racism is okay for them, but it's not okay for anybody else?
I mean, racism on its face is not okay at all.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a...
But is it okay when a black woman says it?
Well, as we know, I've just gone through this.
Well, that's... Do you want to elaborate or keep it on the down?
You know, I actually lost a job because of using a word. And in a context that was not at anybody or accusatory.
It should have been... you were using the word in the context of teaching a lesson to kids who were complaining about being allegedly victims of this word on the playing field.
I said, we don't do that. Ever. And I was summarily fired for it. Racism on its face is just bad. You know, I think really as a country, I think we're probably better now than we've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Although if you were a fly or if you were a mushroom and had been in a closet for the last 100 years, and you read what the narrative says,
right,
it would tell you a different story.
Exactly.
Because I think people are kind of over it. I think people are much more accepting of, and I say more. It's not gone. It's not dead for sure, but I think people are, as a group, the human race, have made great strides. And you know, I mean, there's always going to be the dumbasses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are.
Yeah,
it just is. But I think as a species, the majority of us are like, yeah, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have another story here that kind of backs that up from the College Fix. There were 21 campus hate crime hoaxes uncovered this year. A hate crime hoax occurs when a person admits to fabricating the attack or something that appears criminal turns out not to be, such as a noose that is really just a garage pulley at a NASCAR race. It can also include situations where the given fact suggests no one intended to harm someone on the basis of race, sex, sexual orientation, or religion. And then it goes through some of the incidents here. Police charge a black feminist theory PhD with theft for fundraising on false brick attack. Police accused Rhoda Osman, a University of Texas Austin graduate student, of theft after she raised $40,000 on the pretense she was the victim of an assault. Rather, video shows her taking the first swing during an argument. She disputes the charge, and then there are various other similar charges where, you know, people who've screamed that this was racist and I'm a victim have now turned out to be that they were the ones that were stirring up the trouble to begin with.
Well, this is just to further, you know, like I said, it's going away,
mm-hmm.
and people want to further that narrative to get more leverage.
So they have to, but in order to do that, they have to make it up.
What's the famous one? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, that.
You know.
Yeah. In I knew that story was bunk when he said I was in Chicago and guys beat me up and said this was MAGA country. In Chicago, I don't think. There is no MAGA in Chicago. I'm sorry. I thought 21 is a pretty high number, and all of it just accepted on its face when it begins, and it doesn't come out until later that maybe things were not the case, and by then the damage is done, as the media in general and the left in particular seize on those incidents and make them out to be.
Again, I think there are those that want to continue the narrative,
mm-hmm.
just to keep, you know, status quo.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, we've got important things that we got to get done.
Yes.
You know, we got to fix the debt. We got, you know, these wars that everybody's trying to. Well, certainly not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I stand corrected. It's not everybody, but certainly that the new regime is trying to. And because, and I love the fact that if you hear Trump talking about it, it's bad for business.
Yeah.
We can't afford it. It's you keep your eye off the ball unless you're part of that industrial war complex,
mm-hmm.
and you want to make money off it. But in general, it's bad for business.
Yeah. All right. We're up on another break here. When we come back, I want to talk about the drunkest county in America, which just happens to be in Montana, where I'm from. But and then maybe we can, drones over. We've had drones over New Jersey earlier. A couple of days ago, we had drones over Hayward, and we can talk about that.
That I haven't heard about.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that for sure.
We should probably talk about the fact that moving forward in 2025, we are probably going to a 2-hour format.
Let's indeed talk about that. We'll bring that up as soon as we come back.
Okay.
It's Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back with you on Radioslot.com. No Scott, no Ziggy today. It's just Drake and Coach. It's because Scott and Ziggy are lame and couldn't be here.
Wah, wah, wah. They had other priorities, more important things to do.
Yeah, well, Ziggy's kind of sick, and Scott's just sick in the head. And,
Wow.
But
it's really good we can talk about it when they're not here.
See, the thing is, I know they're going to listen, so they know where it's coming from. I kid because I love.
Sure.
All right. So let's go to Montana, where we have the drunkest county in America. The story here in the Cowboy State Daily, it's kind of a feature story, but so I'll start at the opening here. Joshua Schamberger, a.k.a. Captain White Claw, decided to create his superhero alter ego after the Hungry Moose store in Big Sky emerged a few years ago as the leading seller of the popular hard seltzer. Dressed in a cape, neon yellow ski onesie, and equipped with a Batman-style utility belt, holding several cans of White Claw, Schamberger wasn't surprised to learn that Gallatin County, where he lives and works at the Hungry Moose, recently received the dubious distinction of being the drunkest county in America, according to the CDC. Now, my family's from Montana. We came from Butte, which was a very small mining town, which is in Copper County, I think, or... No, that's the nickname for it. What is the whole... I don't know what county my hometown is from, but everyone there is also very drunk.
So... Nickname? What? You have a nickname for your county?
The nickname is Copper County because that's where all the copper mining is in that area of the state. I think the county name is different. It's been a long time. But yeah, a lot of bars. My father was a bouncer there when he was young. And yeah, a lot of people drink in Butte. And I expected... Butte to be included in the county that was on this list, and it is not. Let me look up what county Butte is actually in. Silver Bowl County. Okay, and yeah, and Copper County is the nickname because of the mining, which. My father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, I mean, my whole family started in underground mining. And what they've done since there, if I can just get on a soapbox for a moment, is completely destroy those mountains where the copper was located. Because for years they did the underground, and then they're like, they ran out of stuff underground, so then they started going from top down. In the process of going from top down, they hit the water table. They would dig this huge pit.
Right.
And that's where they got all the copper from. They hit the water table. The pit starts flooding. Water starts coming up.
Right.
It is toxic water. You can't.
Because it has copper in it.
Exactly. You can't pump it out. And the first time it was like, whoops. So then the EPA has to come in and manage the whole thing. Well, then they did it again. Ooh. And the second time is like, okay, you guys knew what you were doing the first time, but you wanted that rock so badly, you again ruined this mountain range. And so now if you go... get a job with the EPA. You can work in Butte, Montana until you retire because that project will never be over. It is a never-ending rise of water that they have to somehow deal with, and you can't pump it out, and I'm trying not to get upset right now because this isn't that kind of show. But it's the only time where I start siding with the environmentalist wackos because the damage done there has been incredible.
I mean, I struggle with this just in general. But mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, with the overpopulation of this globe that we live on, yeah, you have to have an impact, and we do have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And to say. I don't know where that, it depends on who you talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
The end of the world.
Yeah.
It's happening because...
It's always around the corner.
Yeah, because what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we certainly could be more cognizant of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, in that case, they certainly should have been because they've completely raped that mountain range. And it's just awful to go back and look at because every year it just... Or every time I go, it just seems to be worse than it was the last time. Let's joke about Walmart here. Walmart has started giving store-level associates body cameras to wear as part of a program, a pilot program at some of its U.S. locations, according to CNBC. It's not clear how many of Walmart's stores have the recording devices, but some locations now have signs at entry points warning shoppers that it has body-worn cameras in use, according to witnesses.
So we have a friend who is in charge of, it's funny, he was at the sushi soiree last night.
Okay.
And he is in charge of 1,850 locations of this very popular.
Ooh.
1,850.
Yeah, I know the store. My wife might shop there now and then.
She does, I'm sure.
But I didn't realize, and I knew he did that. I mean, I knew he was in that line of work. I didn't realize it was almost 2,000 stores he's responsible for. He runs all over the country back and forth then, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Insane.
But we talked about this whole, and the law has, like I said, this actually ties in with a bunch of stories because they've changed that law. You know, it was.
Yeah, you used to be able to shoplift a certain point.
$950.
And they wouldn't prosecute you for that.
And it was basically not illegal.
Right. Right. And I saw a lot of that in San Francisco.
So he had two stores in San Francisco.
Mm.
And he did just a ton of things, right? And hired, you know, private security and this and that. And they got sued and this and that. So he finally just took all the inventory out of those stores and put chains on the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Just said, we're done.
Yeah.
Didn't sell the stores. Just kind of waited it out. They are now open again. We were talking last night, and I said, hey, what do you think about?
Yeah, so last election, a new law to rescind that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's now illegal to steal. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Think of that, you know?
And, but he is absolutely not, he was like, yeah, whatever. Nothing's going to change. He was not optimistic about it at all, which I thought was pretty interesting. But, you know, and he was like, oh, he was kind of acting like I was being silly. And I was like, oh, I don't for one second think that it's going to flip the script overnight.
Hmm.
But the first step is to say clearly with one voice, it's illegal to steal.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't, you know, that's how crazy, you know, we talk about this woke, all this BS that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to actually put into law that it's not illegal to steal $950 worth of your merchandise.
Yeah, right. And then we all.
And you can't protect yourself from it.
Exactly. And then we all pay for it in higher prices.
It's ridiculous.
And, there's a Walmart on the corner, half a block down from my office. And every now and then when you go in there, you're going to see that in action. They do have a security guard who's pretty proactive. But then, yeah, it's not uncommon at all to see people come in and grab stuff and just leave.
Yeah.
And Walmart's excuse me, a Walmart spokesperson told CNBC, quote, while we don't talk about the specifics of our security measures, we're always looking for new and innovative technology. And then someone else says here, the body cameras and the footage they gather are advertised as a way to prevent shoplifting, but Walmart intends to use the tech for worker safety. Not as a loss prevention tool.
And, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you think?
Because they care about that for sure.
Yeah, for sure. do you think the cameras will stop anything, or will it just get people say, "Ooh, I'm on camera, so I'm going to steal and do a little show at the same time"?
You know, again, it really depends on what we actually do, right? Mm-hmm. And like I was telling this friend of ours, yeah, it's not going to change overnight for sure. But the fact that we have now said, you know, you and I also talked about the Trump Arizona speech.
Right.
And the fact that we're saying out loud, yes, there are only two genders.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, these things are not okay. It's not okay for men to compete in women's. You know, I was really proud of him
because
he said clearly with no remorse or shame, yeah, men can't compete in women's sports. There are only two genders. He went through, you know, a ton of that stuff that we have, you know, falsely said, and everybody has gone along with the narrative that there are as many genders as there are stars in the sky, et cetera, because it was politically correct, because we as a group, well, you know, actually we, not as a group, because I still believe it's the the loud minority that got the most air on all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yep.
But the first step is to say, we have now come back to, it's illegal to steal.
That's right.
Imagine that. So that's the first step. So what will happen? I don't know.
Yeah.
But at least the first step is to say, this is illegal.
Yeah. So we'll take it.
I will.
Yeah. Drones over Hayward. So we've had them over New Jersey, and the government's spinning various stories. Some other rumors going around that they were searching for nuclear material. Now we have a report as of the 14th of December, somebody on Nextdoor showing video of these drones flying over Hayward. Let me turn the camera, the screen so you can see it. But it's the four dots in the sky there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So a lot of people saying, well, it could be Amazon delivery drones, yada, yada, yada.
Are they doing that yet? I didn't think they were doing that
yet.
I
didn't think they were doing it either.
You know,
so
I think we talked about this in the last segment that we did, or not segment, show that we did. It's obscene.
Yeah, I thought I was going to go through some of the comments here, but they're all pretty stupid. But
it's obscene.
So, yeah,
I mean, again, when you've got the people in Jersey that are freaking out,
mm-hmm.
and the government is just there's no information.
Yeah,
and just. There is some. They know something.
Something is up. Yeah,
and they're not. You know, and again, if I'm the governor or mayor or any of those people, I'm shooting those things down.
Well, there was a very.
Shooting them down.
No, there was a funny meme right before Christmas where it's, somebody posted it on Facebook, and it was like, you know, Santa Claus shot down in New Jersey by angry residents. And, you know. And I thought that was very funny.
But, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, and I've heard it on Rogan. I've heard there's so much speculation. And for the government not to, you know, it's one of the things I'm hoping with Trump. He's talking about transparency.
Yes.
I mean, he even said in some of his campaign stuff that we were going to start getting some of that. I think there was some mention of the RFK. JFK tapes,
mm-hmm.
and reality being shared.
That would be nice. He did release a bunch of files related to JFK during his first term, and those were eye opening in a lot of ways. So it would be nice for more to come out to supplement that.
RFKJ has stated clearly on many occasions that he knows and is quite clear on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, he's blamed the CIA and all kinds of things. So, yeah, I'm looking.
Not all kinds of things. He's squarely blamed the CIA, period.
Yeah.
Is it his uncle?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because his father was Robert,
yeah.
the attorney general, who was also killed.
Yeah. He was very clear about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, you know, again, the fact that, you know, and what was it? What year was that?
1963.
Yeah. Yeah, you have those dates right in your mind. That's pretty cool.
I know. Well.
Yeah. I don't.
I got a lot of time on my hands, so I do a lot of
Clearly.
Reading. So we're almost up on a break here before, and then it's our last segment. So before we get to that, I want to do, you know, Kamala is kind of showing herself again, and she hasn't learned anything. And here she is.
Oh, come on. Do you expect her to learn? I don't know that she has the capacity to learn anything.
But right now there's talk of her running for governor of California. And is that you talking over there? So here she is at a speech, and the mumbo jumbo coming out of her mouth is hilarious. Let's see if we can make any sense of this. Where is she? Oh, come on.
Is this the slogan one?
Her new slogan, yes. It would help if I had the right pot up. Here we go.
The true test of our commitment is whether, in the face of an obstacle,
oh my goodness,
do we throw up our hands or do we roll up our sleeves? And as we approach,
I
ask you to remember the context in which you exist.
Oh my goodness.
She is so proud of
her. That. Uh-huh.
Wait.
You exist.
Hang on. No, wait.
To remember the context in which you exist. Yeah, I did that.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
You know, and she's got this big grin on her face. She is so pleased with herself. I am so glad this broad didn't win.
But so here's my question, concern, etc.
Okay,
is the left, are they that
vapid?
Not even vapid, because I mean, again, is it that as a group they're just stupid?
Yeah.
Or do they want to win, and winning doesn't even mean winning. It just means our side won.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody else in the world will certainly in this country lose. She's a psycho.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
This is just more word salad BS.
Yeah.
You know, it's being floated that she's running for governor. It's also being floated that she's talking about... You know, I think they're probably, they do this let's make a deal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Gavin, you go for the presidency. I'm going to go for the governorship. Right. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they that stupid?
Yes, they are.
I can't believe that.
I know you can't.
And I think, is it just that important to win?
Yes.
So they're both.
Right.
You think it's. They just want to win no matter what.
It's pathological.
And no matter what happens to the country, to us, and stupid.
We're on the wrong side of history. They're on the right side.
Clearly.
They know what's best
for
us.
But see, this is why, you know, this election was just so flippin' wonderful to
mm-hmm.
me. Because with one voice, the silent or quiet majority got off their butts and said, Hold on.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
No.
Yeah.
We are not doing this anymore. We're going to go back to being safe and sane human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. But I cannot imagine. It is California. I was going to say, I can't imagine in my wildest dreams that she would have a snowball's chance in hell to become governor, let alone president. After her performance. I mean, this is recent, right? What you just played?
Yeah, it's just a couple days ago, yeah.
That is just more of the word salad
mm-hmm.
BS, saying, using just as many words as you can to say absolutely nothing. It's insanity.
Yep. Okay.
Californians are trying to forget the context in which they exist.
That's right.
Are you kidding me?
All right, we're up on a break. Our final segment, Coach's Corner, and Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts for the new year after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Ziggy, no Scott today because they're lame. It's just me and Coach keeping you company. And it's our final segment. So first show of the new year. Coach, do you have a Coach's Corner?
Sure.
All right.
After your encouraging words.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
That's right. We do the negative and then the positive. Except my stuff really isn't negative. It's kind
I guess
of
a, that's a matter of perspective.
It's a reverse psychology.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. All right. So Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts. Happy New Year edition. Remember, everybody has a purpose in life. Yours might be to serve as a warning to others. Go in Christ.
You're awful.
All right, so what is your Coach's Corner today?
So this is apropos. This is from John F. Kennedy. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them.
Mm.
And I think we might just be starting down that path.
It would be nice.
And I, you know, on this end of the year and beginning of the year, all in one,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to Scott and Ziggy. I'm hopeful. I am hopeful, optimistic that we're on that path.
I agree. For the first time in a long time. Yeah, I'm feeling very optimistic. So it will be nice to see, and there's going to be some fighting along the way, but I think we'll come out okay.
We should mention that we're talking about a couple of things. One is going to a 2-hour segment.
Yes, I expect our next show will be 2 hours. I also expect that we're going to be having more interview guests this year. We have one coming up in January.
Well, I've got a couple more.
Okay, very good. Yeah, very good. And then I'm working on some myself, so there'll be some interview shows and a lot of other things we're working on. I'd love to get a video element going, but we have some resistance to that.
That was the other thing I was going to say.
You just got to wear them down.
Well, no, we can just so you know, because Scott is on the run so much.
Yeah, we can't show his face.
He doesn't want to show his face, so he can just be, you know, behind the camera. The camera can be like over his head.
I've also suggested a luchador mask.
And we could get him different colored masks, and
we could.
There could be a theme for the day.
A different mask every show. Yeah. We can get him some
a Kamala mask,
a Mickey Mouse mask. Yeah. We'll find the gayest mask we can find and just stick that on his head. He would love that.
But I mean, again, just for those of you that were listening, you know, to see this Kamala thing, to be able to put that video up and to see the look on her face and how pleased she was with her words.
Yes, it would be great to share that. We should get some social media going too. So you can email us at drakeandscottwith3t@gmail.com. Spell everything out, Drake and Scott, and don't forget the third T.
Yeah, we need to. We need to change that email too.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
It's too much.
We're going to be working on a lot of things this year. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach, thank you for listening.
Y'all be good to each other.
Talk to you soon. No, that's not it. Come on. Why am I hitting the wrong? Wow. I feel like we haven't done, you know, we can't take time off because I forget where the buttons are.
You know what? We're not supposed to take time off.
You're right.
And we're here.
That's right.
Hey, cheers to you, brother.
Cheers to you, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
Happy New Year, everybody.
Everybody. Mary, throw your hat in the air.
Meow.